What's up, what's happening? You're not tuning in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. Follow me on Twitter at KP underscore Trill. I got the best podcast co-host you could possibly ask for on here, Tink.
What's up, y'all? Follow me on Twitter at the underscore, I'm underscore Tink.
Day.
What's up with it, man? Y'all follow me on Twitter at just call me Day.
Jay Gray.
Yeah, man, this is Jay Gray. You can follow me on Twitter at Jay Gray, too.
I'm glad I didn't fuck up right there. I was just going to say, just call me Jay Gray.
Just call me Jay Gray.
I was trying to do something on the laptop, and then I'm listening to him say his at night. I just almost fucked up and said that. But yeah, that's why I was in a little awkward pause right there. But as you all know, Future won the custody battle for joint custody of baby Future. I think we should all give him a round of applause.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
It's great, man. It's very few men out here who actually, or I wouldn't say very few, but it's not broadcasted enough the way you see men who actually go that extra mile to get to see their kids in these certain situations, you know, as far as going through custody battles. I most definitely was on his side. As far as being a man and wanting to be a father, I commend it. Because you don't get too many men out here who do that. You know, you got guys out here who have the opportunity to be fathers who run off, you know, and don't take care of their responsibilities. But here's a guy who has multiple kids, one of which his kids is adopted. You know, it's not biologically his child.
I did not know that.
Right? But people shit on him and say that he don't take care of his kids and things of that nature. Which I still want to know how people know this information and don't know him. You know?
It's just taking shit and run with it, man. Like, cause I could tell, like, Future really wanted to be in his son's life and like all his kids' life, because I see how he treats his other kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really follow too many celebrities on Instagram, but like, I was scrolling through Future shit one day and just looking at it, like, I was like, damn, this man really be kicking it with his kids. Like, it's cool. Like, the same nigga, the purple, dirty, sprite monster. But this might really just be out there kicking him with his kids like a normal parent, man. Like, I think that's the side people don't get. Like, people think that how you are in your music is how you're supposed to be in real life. And it couldn't be further from the truth, man. But shout out to Future, man. Like, I'm glad for that, man. He finally.
Me get too, because it had to have been a headache.
Yeah,
it had to have been horrible.
It gotta be a headache, man. Constantly having people think you're a deadbeat, and like Sierra is just trying to take your child and run to the most wholesome man after being with, like, you know what I'm saying? You know how they paint the picture and shit.
Man. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm glad he got this shit over with.
Yeah, I never understood why, you know, people just. They always. I don't know, man. Like, so many people was like saying so much about him and like what he deserved, and like they was like high fiving the fact that Sierra then got with, you know, Russell Wilson and all this other stuff. And it's just like, in the meantime, I guess they expected him not to be a father or whatever. And then once, you know, I saw people even trying to clown the fact that people were like celebrating the fact that he actually got joint custody. I'm like, what do you expect him to get? You know, like, what do you expect a person who wants to be a part of their child's life to get? It was just like, man, he shouldn't have won, and he gonna be a deadbeat. Like, how are y'all?
How do you say, like, that somebody's gonna be a deadbeat?
I have no earthly idea. And like, where do you go by doing this? Like, how are you basically jumping sides? Like, you, if Sierra says he doesn't be with his child, you just automatically believe it. Like, she can't say shit out of anger, or she can't do shit wrong, or whatever. So, I don't know. It's just stupid, I mean, to me.
Yeah, it's like some people that have been through that in their life, and they think that everybody else is going through the same thing, but they forget that, you know, everybody's shit is different.
Right.
It's that, and it's like the whole, like, a lot of people in custody battles, they're going to take the woman's side anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime they'll listen to the woman, like, take her word for it over a man's word. And for that reason, like, I don't know why that is, but, like, when it comes to kids, like, anybody's gonna side with the woman off top, and like the dude is on the defensive. So
from the jump, like, you have to prove so much. I know I've talked about it on the show before, like, I've had to prove, like, even when I was going through issues, you know, like custody things with my son, it was so much I had to prove and so many documents I had to bring just to show that I actually took care of my kids. You know what I mean? And meanwhile, the mother didn't have to do anything. Like, she didn't have to say nothing. She didn't have to do anything. The, you know, automatically custody is given to the mother. Primary custody is given to the mother. All she had to do was show up. And yeah. I had to prove all these things. Like, I had to show that I was buying things and taking care of this and taking them to the doctor and taking them to school and picking them up. And like, it was just so much unnecessary things and so many added things I had to do compared to the mother. It was just like, damn, like, what is it that, like, you just automatically take their word for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, automatically, you take their word for it. Yeah. I have to basically prove
it. There have been situations where if there is a battle between the mother and the father trying to get the child, just say, for example, something happens to the mother. The father is perfectly capable of taking care of that child, but they'll go to the grandma right. before they go to the daddy. Right.
Yeah.
Like, the dad's not even an option. Right. And that's a smack in his face, because here he is, you know, that's his child. He wants to take care of that child, but let me talk to the grandma and see first, what her right. situation is. Right. That's messed up.
Yeah, I think I've been sitting here thinking, like, part of the reason why is, like, it's been a pattern of dudes, like, not running out on their responsibility. Like, we're not even going to act like it's not a truth, but at the same time, we're not going to act like it's it's a lot of dudes out here that's trying to be a part of their kid's life. But yeah. they have to go through so much shit that they just seem like, you know, well, why should I go through this shit? It's my kid too. Like, damn, why I got to go through all these jumping through fire hoops just to see, you know what I'm saying, my kid?
Yeah, and you basically are generalizing everybody's issues, mm-hmm. everybody's situation, and based off of what you've seen. And that's not the case. Like, I mean, a perfect example is, like, I mean, my situation is completely far from any other person that I know. Like, you know, I've spoken on this before as well. Like, my biological mother left me, like, at birth. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she still stays in Memphis, like, to this day. And some people don't realize that. Like, my situation is completely, and it's my norm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my norm. So I could go off and say that, you know, mothers leave their kids all the time because I've experienced it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's just, you can't go off of, like, what you expect for people to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I could sit back just based off my experience and expect mothers to leave their kids or see it like the father should be the primary caregiver. But I understand that my situation is not the definition of everybody else's. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know, man. Like I said, it's tough to see that people are getting pigeonholed in situations that they have nothing to do with. Like, it's not their fault that you're trying to look at this from a holistic view or every the person that you just seen last. All right, this person dead, one shit, so next case.
You know, same thing.
Right. And then it's like you're basically just putting on the judgment of the judge. Like, they basically can just say whatever the fuck they feel, however they feel about the situation, and deem it a court order, which is stupid. Like, yeah. you make it if you're just paying for, like I said, like a person can make the exact same amount of money and have the exact same situation and pay two totally different monthly income, monthly payments and child support.
Man.
That's based, I mean, that lets you know that it's flawed. It's extremely flawed.
Yeah, man, because if bitch put me on child support, man, look, I don't want to incriminate myself on there, so we're just going to go on to the next time.
Because you was going somewhere with it.
All right. Man, yesterday it was said that Memphis doesn't have culture on Twitter. We won't go into who said it, but it was said, right? I know that to be false. Would you all agree if that's true or false? You think Memphis doesn't have culture?
You mean, like, we don't, like, kind of impact?
No, like,
define what you're asking.
Like, it was said that Memphis doesn't, compared to other cities like mm-hmm. New Orleans, we don't have culture. Like far as arts, music, everything that we do is pretty much the same throughout the South.
Oh, hell no.
No, I would disagree. And I'm not even from Memphis, so.
Hell no. Of course that's false. We're the birthplace of the blues and rock and roll.
Blues, rock and roll.
And you got barbecue. I mean.
But it's nothing international, like something.
It don't even have to be international. Memphis culture exists.
I hear what you're saying. I feel you. And I disagree that Memphis doesn't have any culture. We do.
And in the words of my G-Max sleeper, quit playing with Memphis, man.
No, but I'm saying if we really ran down a lot of the cultures, like as far as the festivals that we have, Memphis and May to be exact, which is one African April, Bill Street, yeah. Stax Museum.
Jugging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, jugging, which is a form of art because it's dance. What else do we have?
There's hot wings, I know. I ain't had no better hot wings in the other city except Memphis.
Barbecue.
Yeah, the barbecue, untouchable.
Water.
Yeah,
water,
yes, she's just trying to shut up, Bosha.
But to say that we don't have culture, I didn't get that, right?
I put it to you like this, like Memphis doesn't have like a big melting pot mixture of culture like cities like New York have, like a bunch of like
Chinatown, yeah, like China, and all
like
of that.
Asians and Jamaicans and like all of the, like we don't have a bunch of outside influence.
Yeah.
Like our culture is more homegrown, like this shit is organic. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. Our shit is mm-hmm. like we made it on our own.
Which is even better.
Yeah, which right, is dope right,
when you think right. about it.
And
it,
I mean, if you wanna, I mean, we're a melting pot of the South. Cause I mean, you think about all the areas of like even Elvis. Elvis came from Tupelo, or B.B. King, who came. You know what I'm saying? Like all these people that came from different areas mm-hmm. of the South that migrated here. W.C. Handy, like everybody who came, as far as musically, especially, they came to Memphis. Cause
when I hear Memphis, I think about wrestling.
Right, right. You even know, wrestling, and like people came from all over the South to come here.
Yeah, like,
to, you know what I'm saying?
I never forget, like, I was watching a Stone Cold documentary. He said he wrestled in the Mid-South Coliseum. Like, yeah. I didn't know this shit.
So that's another thing. Wrestling, yeah. We on the
you
Bible Belt.
Every Saturday
it's,
morning.
We're on the Bible mm-hmm. Belt, so it's a lot of churches here, a lot of different,
the
faiths.
The Kojic, they conference and convention just stopped, like, what, about 2 years ago?
Yeah,
they always
in Memphis. They started here in Memphis.
Like, the thing about Memphis culture is, like, a lot of people borrow, and I put that in quotations, like, they borrow our culture and, like, go other places with it and, like, put their own spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it may seem like Memphis don't have their own culture.
Feels because we're so close to Atlanta kind of type
shit.
Yeah,
like, everybody kind of, like, there's a lot of Memphis.
The Cooper Young Festival. Yeah. It's something else that's real big.
Yeah. Memphis has a culture. It may not be the culture you want.
But see, I don't travel often, so.
I think it's just, I think the biggest issue is just that, like what Dave was saying, it's just not a big melting mm-hmm. pot. It's very, very segregated here. Like, you don't see a lot of intertwined cultures. Yeah, and you know what I mean? Like, even when you go like Cooper Young and things like that, you see blacks and whites and things like that, but you just don't see them like intertwined the way that you would like on Bourbon Street, you know what I mean? Or even on the West Coast or New York or things like that. Like, it's just not a real big melting pot, a very diverse culture. So you don't have that type of, that look of going to any type of aspect. Like, if you go to L.A., and you got Koreatown, you got like Chinatown, and you got all these different Inglewood and Watson. You know what I mean? Like, you just got all these different
shout out to Mexico.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got all these different cultures. Here, it's not very intertwined. It's just very, very segregated.
Like, they hear, but like they just in their own little spot.
Right.
And it just goes like, what's your definition of culture? Like, if you define that culture on being like some outside shit, then I don't know. It's just like a miss, like a half truth.
Yeah.
In a way, like Memphis has culture, it's just not what you think.
I mean, because I could say the exact same for Atlanta. Like, Atlanta, to me, doesn't have, like, anything definite. Like, to me, personally, I don't see anything as far as Atlanta.
Yeah, everything is from somewhere
everything
else.
Everything is borrowed from somewhere else. It's just, I mean.
Damn it, everybody from Atlanta is not even from Atlanta. Yeah. There ain't too many people that's really from Atlanta. A lot of the famous people that you see that's on are from Atlanta. Gucci Mane not from Atlanta.
Young Jeezy
not from Atlanta. Migos not from Atlanta. And the list goes on and
Usher
on.
From Chattanooga.
Yeah, he's from Chattanooga. Yeah. Ludacris is from Chicago.
Right. Champagne, Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Champagne, Illinois, rather. Not Chicago.
Yeah. So, yeah, they really don't have anything to themselves. Now, Houston is real big historically for culture.
Yeah.
Like that culture is deep-rooted throughout the South.
And they're very unique. Like, yeah. you could tell, like, you know a difference between the sound, the draw, but you know what I'm saying, the slow draw from their slang, everything from Houston.
You just
got to
go experience
slow-mo.
Things. You got to get out and go see things and educate yourself on a lot of stuff. I've been in Memphis for 12 years, and it's a lot of shit that I still don't know. Because I hadn't, you know, taken upon myself to go out and look, but I'm sure it's there.
And you just got to, I mean,
city.
Like, yeah, you really got to. One thing, I had a job where we had to, like, during the summer, where we actually took students on, like, historical tours around the city. There's just a lot of things. Like, Slave Haven is one of, like, the little midpoints where slaves would meet and hide underground. You know what I mean? Like, Slave Haven is on Second Street. Then you have Stacks, and the whole thing about Stacks is just incredible. Sun Studios.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Like, you got Sun Studios and Sam Phillips and all he did with, like, recording Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley and all those things. And then you got, of course, Graceland, and you got, I mean, I don't know. Like, people say that they know where.
Do people from Memphis even go to Graceland?
Yeah, man.
I've been a lot of times, but it's like I said, it's historical, and I think that somebody should go at least once to kind of get you an understanding.
I definitely want to go. I've never been.
Get an understanding of, like, that other side of music and rock and roll. There's a lot of things he was influenced by as well, but it's like Beale Street even has a lot of monuments, a lot of different things. You know, them little historical billboards that they have all over the city. Like Sycamore View. Sycamore View and what's the name? Summer. Sycamore View and Summer used to be an Indian trail.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot of different things, man. It's, I don't know. Like, people be trying to act like them, you know.
Yeah, I think we
take advantage of all this knowledge that they got here.
We got one of the, I think it's probably like 60-something drive-in movies. Yeah, like, we got one of them here.
Right.
I know a lot of people like to compare Beale Street to Bourbon Street, and it's not really comparison, but like Beale Street is sort of like Bourbon Street light, like a diet Bourbon Street. And it's only because Memphis don't sell liquor on Sundays, and
yeah,
it's like, you know what I'm saying, you know, we still in the Bible Belt, so you know, they try to be our religious
right.
And shit like that. But I mean, shit, Beale Street could be just as fun as Bourbon Street. It's just, man, what you make of it, really.
Mm-hmm.
They still had a Beale Street Flippers down there.
Yeah,
all the time.
I
yeah,
been down there
they do.
And a lot of people like a lot of people who don't know what Memphis in May is. Memphis in May is the music festival, the barbecue showdown. What else do they have?
They have a few cooking shows. They got, you know, we got Beer Fest here. We got
Beer Fest, Hot Wing Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And a margarita.
Zoo does a lot of different things with Zoo Brew and Zoo Boo and Zooey Nights. And
then we got the homegrown Memphis Tigers, Memphis Redbirds.
Hey, basketball is a big, we're a basketball city too.
Yeah.
I tell people that all the time, man.
We're a big basketball city. A lot
you
of
sure about that?
Yeah, people don't realize that, man.
We can't be nothing else.
Yeah, that was all we had.
Yeah, that's all we had for a long time. Especially it was good football team. Memphis football ones, just, they're great. And then when we had Titans for what, a year?
Mm-hmm.
And like, we was just like their substitute teacher for a little minute.
Right. they orphanage.
Yeah, and they got on down. But a lot of artists got their big break in Memphis, you know, or are from Memphis.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake, Muddy Waters, Bobby Blue Bland, B.B. King, Isaac Hayes.
Now, Isaac, he from here, though.
No, I'm well, no, I'm going through either they are from here or got their big break here.
Dang,
Tina Turner, Aretha Franklin,
dang, Morgan Freeman.
What was Tina's?
Who else?
Ike.
Yeah, my homegirl Kathy Bates from Misery. The white lady from Misery, man. She went to White Station. She a proud Memphian too.
Yeah.
She loved Memphis.
So yeah, to say that we don't have culture, we just gave you what Memphis culture is, you know. And a lot of people asked about Beale Street, right? Yeah. And then we talked about Beale Street, was it last week or week before last? I don't know. We talked about Beale Street on a recent episode.
Mm-hmm.
But Beale Street is Bourbon Street without strip clubs, and it's a little shorter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a free club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much it. It's a free club. Get on Bill for free. Go down there, buy your drinks, music playing. People standing around, wall hanging just like at the club.
Drinking
and fighting just like at the club.
Yeah. Sometimes shooting. A lot of times shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not on Bill, but mostly not around
Bill.
Yeah,
it'd just be like around. Sometimes it'd be
the
like
the streets surrounding Bill's.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't no better shooting, like, actually on the street.
Right. I keep saying Beale Street in the daytime, that shit is so awesome.
It's the best.
It's so awesome.
On a Friday night.
I ain't been on a Friday night yet.
Friday night be live.
I'm going to have to check that out.
I still haven't been to one of the rooftop parties, either. I want to go.
Yeah, I need to hit that, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things in Memphis that I never got to experience, like when Denim and Diamond, the infamous D&D, was open. I was too young to go inside.
I was old enough to last year.
Bartended, motherfucker.
Shut your ass up. I was my senior year in high school.
Man. But yeah, I didn't get to experience going inside, but I was in the parking lot. You know
parking
what I'm saying?
Lots be lied, though.
And I was there. Out there the night the dude got killed, the twin that had the cutlass. He got killed. I was out there that night.
Mm.
And that was crazy. But parking lot pimping used to be the thing in the city. What was the other club we had? I remember you used to listen to that John on right. Nah, see you, that's young.
Yeah, you young.
Y'all not even young club.
2001.
Oh, shit, excuse me.
Prettiest on the Hill.
Oh, okay.
Nah,
let me go back and play with my toys then.
But I'm saying, I used to listen to them on the radio.
What was you
Prettiest
saying?
On the Hill, some shit like that. It's an old club. That was probably for D&D, but they always play the club on the radio.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of them ordeals. That's they
club like Club Memphis and Orange Mound.
Hold on, what you say? Club Liquid?
Yeah, Liquid.
Liquid was,
that was the
spot.
That was, my ex-manager was the owner of the spot. Yeah, he was.
See, I wasn't even living in Memphis at the time. I wasn't thinking about that.
Player Flag had locked up. When he went to jail for a long time, they came and got him off the stage at the spot.
6-1-6.
Yep.
Marshall. what is this? The Shell.
I remember the Shell.
The Shell was infamous for Orange Mound niggas whooping ass and his joint. And his joint was in Whitehaven.
Right. Red Apple.
But I'm saying, I'm trying to, what was got in, because Yo Got It and Mr. N on the club that was on,
That was liquid.
Yeah. Yo Got It, Mr. N on the club.
That was liquid.
Culture.
Red Zone. They not Red Zone down because they put the parking lot right there.
Yeah, then because it's another one on it, like Binghamton.
Another Red Zone?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's right there, like off Tillman. Right there in that little cut.
Hold on, then you. Flippers?
Man. I was just talking about that the other day.
My partner got killed outside.
Yeah, unfortunately. Like, we knew each other, but we didn't know each other.
Yeah,
that was a part of we through, man. I was probably my worst drunk episode. I was sleeping in the back of that moment.
Man. And I don't know, you got Flippers. What's the giant? Like, I think it's Smoky City.
Hey Babies and Huey's nigga?
No, not them. Some the Boss.
Oh yeah, the Boss. Yeah, all them on this same strip. Thomas and John and Jackson.
Man, it's been a lot of clubs. I never went to Fire Nights. I never went to Martini Room. I never been inside level two.
Martini Room was a death zone, dog.
Yeah, I went one time. I never go again.
Why you say it was a death zone?
I went to Plush one time.
It was a death zone, man. They stayed getting the shooting that moment. Like, and it was like one way in, one way out type thing.
Yeah, and it
was getting hot in the mug in there. Yeah, man. Martini Room was a death zone. Even when they tried to turn it into Visions.
Oh, that was the same club.
Was that the same one that was?
I didn't know that was the same club. Yeah.
And it used to be.
But Visions was.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Hold on. But Visions was live because sometimes they used to stream the performances.
Because
I watched Juicy J perform on the laptop in the club.
That was
Visions. I watched Player Fly perform on the laptop in Visions.
Yeah, Visions, man. Visions had a good.
Then they had Nicki Minaj there three times. Right, when Nicki Minaj was there, she had Barbies lined up all the way down the street.
Yeah, Visions was crazy, man. Like, it was crazy, but I think it was just geared wrong. They was like, man, they kept you some deals, man. They like, buy one, get three bottles free.
One in the club, it was a rumor, it was a pool on the roof. I know we always said that for the high school.
Yeah.
But it was a club that was rumored. <here. laughs>
He did
I can't remember what club it is. But then we had Cactus Jack.
Jack was crazy. And on Sunday.
That was Dev Zone.
That was Dev Zone, dog. And I remember the first night we opened that joint. I bartended it, man. But we never used them pool tables again. Man, I don't know if we throwing pool balls at each other like.
What?
Fast balls. Like.
Man.
Pool ball.
Damn.
Pool ball. Like,
that ain't nothing you want to get hit with.
Hell no.
Hell no. Nah. I'm today.
At full speed.
Right. They throwing them.
That shit off. Breaking bones, bruising bones.
Hey, killing people. What you mean?
Oh, yeah. You get hit in the head. It's over.
It's over with.
They throwing them motherfuckers. I'm telling they was throwing them motherfuckers.
And it's all this Memphis culture.
Yeah. Valid
we
as
don't
ass.
Know if that's a good thing or bad.
Well, you got good culture and you got bad culture.
Right.
Our club culture just don't seem to be too good.
Nah,
What's the life expectancy for a Memphis club? 2 years?
Man.
A year and a half?
Man, about 2-3 years, man. Cause
is love still open?
Yeah, love is good. I think love gonna be straight because I think he's finally mastered the. He's kept away all of the craziness and not except, like, the problem is at the beginning, it's like that money from
looks
the hood,
so good.
That,
yeah.
The money from the hood is way better than the money from the sophisticated. But once you just kind of, you know what I'm saying? You just kind of be like, you know what?
When you're trying to keep your shit
right,
open.
Right. Let me just take what I got. You know what I'm saying? Just deal with this sophisticated crowd and be straight.
Instead of getting
we
closed.
There have been so many times we've seen so many clubs come and go. And it's
level two was open for a little minute because it was, what was it before level two?
The premier,
Yeah, I never been inside this joint.
Yeah,
well, I've been inside, but not when it was the club. Yeah. I went, me and my partner went to go for the New Year's Eve ticket.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, "Man, you gonna come?" And I was like, "I'm straight."
The premier was live, man. Like, you know, the premier and level two was crazy, man. Cactus Jack cooked the cake for me, man. I ain't seen nothing like that. I'm coming, man. I ain't beat for me to fight, so. God. That place was a real live wrestling match, man.
Yeah, we had, I still remember, like, we had the Mall of Memphis and shit, and excited, and then we had the Adventure River.
Liberty Land, and
Celebration Station.
Excite.
Excite was so live, though.
Yeah. I need to know if there's another place like that anywhere in the country.
Excite is like a baby main event.
It's a place up in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
I want
to
go.
It's a place up in Hendersonville, Tennessee that's somewhat similar to Excite. It's on is nice. Like, they got the golf, they got the go-karts in there, the laser quest and all this shit.
Yeah.
Man, that shit is live.
That's what I need, and that's why I'm trying to hurry up and have kids, man, if I can go and, like, have an excuse. Do this shit, man. Cause I don't want to. I mean, I will go with my grown ass, like, to
shit,
these places
I
by
go.
Myself.
I ain't got no problem with it.
Hey, yeah, we still need to, because, you know, Laser Quest shutting down.
Huh? Yeah,
man. Still got to go.
My last time I tried to go to Laser Quest, I think it was last year, I was in a relationship. And I was like, let's go to Lazy Quest. And we go. And as soon as we walk through the door, all you smell was feet. It's like corn chips. I was like, oh my God, I can't breathe.
Ew.
And she's like, you so dramatic. It's stinky, but you so dramatic.
But yeah, Lazy Quest is shutting down, man. You still got to go there deep. I still think we need to go there live, man. Main event straight. I think they done got to fight a couple times up there.
Main event, I heard it's smaller on the inside than it looks on the outside.
They kind of condense all of the fun stuff. But I think it's because you got the food area. I've only walked inside.
And it closes at a crazy time, like 10 o'clock.
You need to close at that time. They want to keep it open.
Yeah. You know, after hours, it gets to look crazy.
Yeah.
You open the 12.
I don't know, man. Memphis is good to me. I love it here, man, for all different reasons.
For the most part, it ain't been too many things I've been to that shit was just crazy, other than the fair.
You know what I'm saying? Last day of the fair,
and what's the football game? Southern Herd Class.
Yeah.
I went to that shit once and I was 12. And it was a fucking stampede because Orange Mound niggas was beating the shit out of everybody.
See, that was Crunk Fest for me.
Well, I was at Crunk Fest and one of my partners got shot at Crunk Fest.
Crunk Fest, I seen a dude get stabbed with a leg of a chair.
What the fuck you get a leg of a chair from?
Oh, now K97 Summer Jam, they used to have it. They might still. I thought they broke off and started having it somewhere else. But I went when they had it at Mud Island.
Oh no!
And that was when the roll call was still going on. And that's when what's his Cordova Soldier?
Yeah.
They brought him on stage to perform. Then you had 901 Thugs. Mm. They performed their little song with the mask on and shit. That was when Project Players had. Mm-hmm. It's time to get boogie, Nikki, boogie. Yeah. See, that's how old I am. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say, man, like Memphis music, man, like going back to the rap pioneers, I can go through that whole list and like down there quote a song from each and every one of them.
And that's something I like too, is that we used to really celebrate Memphis music then. Like, it was a lot of acts, man.
And even if you didn't like one, you didn't hate on them,
It
is now. Like, you got people who like Gotti. Who hate on Dolph or who like Dolph and hate on Gotti.
Just
because they picking sides because of the tension.
Right.
You know,
and it just
A-Ball and MJG and 3-6 didn't work together for a long time.
But they never really like collided with them.
Even though the fans never.
Right. And they never
chose a side.
Right.
It was, if 3-6 dropped something, it was supported.
Right.
A-Ball and them dropped something, it was supported.
Right.
So it's. But even DJ Squeaky, you know what I'm saying? He was supported. DJ Squeaky had a great run as underground. Player Fly, and even they were going back and forth, 3-6 and Player Fly. But people still fuck with Fly. It wasn't a segregation of fans,
and
though.
And then, because, I mean, after Fly shit, you really didn't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't even a beef after, you know what I'm saying, too much after Fly shit. Right, when then once Gangsta Black and Fly kind of got their own thing with Moving On and all that.
Yeah.
They just had their own following.
Shit, Gangsta Black had his own segment on the radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show did.
Yeah.
Like, Now South Flavor.
Yeah, that's exactly what name was. Where he played all underground artist music. Which was dope.
Yeah.
UGTV with Joe Gotti. But before Joe Gotti did it, Al Capone hosted.
Al Capone did it.
And then it was another rapper who went to East who hosted before Joe Gotti. I can't think of his name, though.
Yeah, I worked with Joe Gotti. He was a little short dude. That's a homie, man.
Joe Gotti really came up out here from UGTV to where he is now.
Joe Gotti, one of the hardest working motherfuckers I ever met.
Even before, because when he was doing UGTV, he was still out here with shit.
Yeah. Because
remember, they put the warrant out for him for having the AK on TV.
Yeah. Like, Joe got it, man. Like, and he taught himself this shit.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit he know about angles and recording and filming, man, he taught himself all this shit, man. That's a hard-working dude, man.
And he from third world.
Yeah,
really
from
South Memphis.
Don't nobody know who Joe Gotti is. Like, if you look at any Southern artist video.
Go look, I'm whatever you is, K.
Yeah, right.
I'm whatever you is, K. So get out my face. That's my guy. And was standing in front of the cutlass with the red blood rag top on him.
That's the guy.
Oh.
Young Spike.
So yeah, like we rich in culture. And history.
Yeah, if you don't know by now, shit, after all, shit, we didn't brought up and talked about.
I mean, yeah, hip hop, blues, rock and roll.
And if you're not from Memphis, it's a great place to visit. Like, I hate that people who move away or go to college try to give off this, I'm from the home of the first 48. You come to my city, you're gonna die and all this shit. Like, chill out with this shit.
Cordova,
really? Yeah, it ain't even just there. About being from the suburbs. It's people from the hood who ain't never been about their life who move away and they try to make themselves look like they was the kingpin down here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the crazy part.
Like, I go, you don't know how many times I go up to TSU and I gotta hear about I was the OG over the whole city. Like, bro.
Me and my homie, right? He went to TSU. He from South Memphis. But we went to high school together. But we used to, every homecoming, I used to come up there and we'd kick it. And, like, we'd try to find somebody who lied about being from Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
We always try to find a guy that, like, he from this part. He'll name one of those, like, spot.
For people who don't know, in the state of Tennessee, if you go to any college, anywhere, Memphis men are goddamn loved by the women from all over. So you get the other guys who are probably locals of that town that their school is in who tried to put off and pretend that they are from Memphis. For a very long time, Memphis was the only city that sold polo boots. Like, Nashville didn't have them. Chattanooga didn't have them. So what they would do is they would pay people from Memphis to come home, buy them polo boots because online shopping wasn't popular at the time.
Yeah.
So they buy polo boots to bring them back to Worm. And then they put on the persona that they Memphis niggas. And the famous lie that they always told was, I'm from Orange Mound.
Yep.
Couldn't name a goddamn street in Orange Mound. But because they heard A-Bot MJG said. So that's where they were from. So yeah, 9 times 10, nigga.
It was either Orange Mound or North Memphis.
Yeah, it was rare it was North Memphis, because if you met a Memphis person, this is the thing. If you met a Memphis person 9 times 10, they was from North Memphis.
Yeah.
So the lie they told was on the mound. They just rode with it. And most of us North Memphis niggas, we don't know no goddamn on the mound streets no way. So we ain't gonna finish. But, you know, at least we can bring up one street. And if you don't know that one street, we know your ass ain't from no on the mound. Spotwood.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. Your ass ain't from the. Yeah, Paul.
Paul.
I ain't from the. Man, it's been a minute since, you know, I've been home. Like, nah, nigga, if you from the Memphis, it's streets that can be said. I don't care how long your ass been away. Most of us say Winchester, you know what's up. Somebody say Shelby Drive, you know what's up.
Kansas, Florida.
If somebody say 201 Poplar, and you don't know that, you not from the city. I don't care how long you been gone. You know what 201 Poplar is, because that's one place you don't want to go.
Yeah.
Instead of saying going to jail, motherfuckers say, you going to a one pop. This is a jail address for y'all ass. You might not know your address, but
hey, you know 201.
You know 201.
Like, I ain't even know name over it. 201. Man. Nobody even know the name of that place.
Exactly. 201 Papa. People infamous for the. Pray for me, I got caught in the morning. They just going for a traffic ticket, seatbelt violation.
Please, but you still need to pay. I mean, you pray for it, man. It's crazy down there. Club 201. Man.
Club 201.
So, phones don't work down there.
So it'd be like, anytime I get a ticket and I gotta go to court, I'd be like, man, I'm trying to get a nigga 100 years.
Somebody I ran stop sign.
Yeah, man. Then failed to put my turn signal on.
Bro, my last 3 tickets that I've got. Have been thrown that I had to go to court about have been thrown out, and they've been outrageous.
Don't jinx yourself.
Right.
I don't believe in like
that. Okay. One time
I'm not
we don't
superstitious like that.
We don't record one weekend. Y'all know why?
Mine's y'all just come over here and get to work.
Yeah,
shit.
We go. Like, I don't have to be out this week.
We don't know what happened.
Leave y'all the key, man. I don't have to be here, man.
Man, in the chain gang.
Right, we're 75 and a 35.
Fuck that, because I ain't never going to jail. I don't live that life to have to go. So I'm cool, unless I'm going for regular driving. But I don't think that would happen. So we good.
I believe you. I don't believe you, but I mean, I believe you, man. If you think that.
All right. The cookout is coming up, right?
Right.
And for everybody who hasn't been to the last three, right, every year has got better. Like, the first year, it was just something that we just threw together real quick, probably like maybe a month in advance, and we did.
Yeah. We got about 3 weeks to it. June 11th.
No.
No, I'm saying the first one.
I was just trying to let people know when.
Yeah, okay. It is June 11th, but the first one, we didn't have the moon bounce. Nah, we just picked the location.
Had a little ass grill. Nah. That's about the biggest, like a little.
Hey, Big Hen was really Jesus out there, bro. Nah.
I didn't even have like some accent seasoning, you know, like the Family Dollar.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Bro, but since you're not, he fed 5,000 men.
I had a bag of charcoal.
With two pieces of fish and three loaves of bread.
Like, not the big smoke, like the little small.
The little circle just you caught it.
Dead
ass. Like $40. Yeah.
Yeah, with like 2 wheels on it. And like, we was just running to the store getting meat and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we ain't have all the food. We still running to the store getting plates, getting all type of shit.
Yeah.
Now, we was unprepared than the motherfucker.
Yeah, because we had just put together probably not even a month.
Folk was letting us go to their house, man. Me and Dave was on, like, chicken washing. Like, we was, like, on chicken washing duty, man.
Shout out to Courtney. I appreciate you for letting us do it.
Man, we was riding all over the city, man.
South Memphis Court. Yeah. Then, the second year, we switched the location, and we went to, what was it?
Overton Park. That was by the zoo, right?
Yeah.
That was the second year. We had the moon bounce that year. Yeah. And we had a bigger grill, right? Yeah. And that was cool, right? People cheated in spades that day.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll let that slide. And then the third one, which was last year, even bigger, we switched it back to the first location. The same location we having that this year.
We had two grills this time.
And that food was magnificent.
Yeah.
That food was magnificent. Big Hen, all because of Big Hen.
I cannot wait.
All because of Big Hen.
I really need my own personal slab of ribs, Hen. I know you hear this.
Big Hen, think it's a fucking joke. Y'all just make sure he stay away from the mad sleeping weed, man.
you fuck around your hot dogs be black in the morning.
Man, I'm talking about
forget he cooking, man.
Like, he forget, man. Max Sleep
bring in rapper weed, bro. And rapper weed is something else.
Max Sleepy
weed then gave people seizures. All type of shit.
No comment.
That's a true story, but I ain't even know it.
Yeah, you was there that night.
Absolute true story.
Man. I went there that night, but I heard it. Yeah, y'all two were there.
Absolute true story. And what we do crazy.
And what we gave somebody a seizure.
Man, it had Tink on
y'all be
Snapchat singing African shit. She was a zebra and shit, man. Until she get high with that
money,
she get on Snapchat.
Hey, but
she
look though,
was singing about lemonade.
But look though,
this year,
we're gonna have a sound system. We're gonna have a tent. We're gonna have a moon bounce. We're gonna have tables and chairs. Big ass grill, plenty of food, wings for days. Shit gonna be live.
And it's all free.
It's all free.
But if you want to donate, you can.
That would be nice. But we do got a couple. I know a couple people are coming from out of town to come to the festivity.
And they're gonna be like water guns and anything like that.
They trying to do that. I don't know, man.
I don't know. I plan on being a little too fresh. And if you spray me with some water, I'm shooting. Nah, I'm just playing. That's just a joke. It's no negative energy. But nah, just don't spray me no water. I plan on being fresh. I don't want to have to raise my voice.
And tell your kids don't beat me up this time. Last year, I got jumped in the moon bounce.
I said, it's an adult. Kill him.
You're not supposed to be in here.
Yeah, like Jason.
Stranger danger.
Jason's was whooping me, and I think it was stout little boy whooping my ass. He would beat me the most. That nigga would fight me for real. I don't know why. I don't know what he had against me, man. Like, that nigga was really like punching like, the elbow, young, like young Terry elbow.
With the fro, man. That man was out there living, man.
Looking like Fresh.
Right, out there looking like Fresh. Young Terry with the fro, man. With the shirt off, man.
But yeah, it's gonna be real loud this year, man. Y'all come out, have a good time. So, like I said, we got the tent, so y'all won't be out there sweating under the sun. You know what I'm saying? Really ain't got no excuse. I know a lot of y'all gonna get your hair braided and come out there looking
bring,
nice.
Yeah, bring the sundresses out too. Yeah, for me, specifically for me, just bring the sundresses.
You might want to be perverted.
The in the shades, and, you know what I'm saying? Don't wear no panties. You know what I'm saying? please be smelling good and be soft. Put your lotion on. I don't want any ashy ankles out there.
Just bring, you know what? If they do come, ask, they'll give you a reason to lotion them up.
Hey, I'm here for that. I have some coconut oil in my car.
Oh, my God.
I like some baby oil, you know what I'm saying?
Like I say, your ankles look a little ashy,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, man, yeah, just come on, yeah. Baby. Take a walk to my car.
I'm going to say, come to the car.
Moon Bell's going to be oily as hell. You know what I mean?
I take my clients to a disclosure.
This might say clients. Oh, my God.
It just goes to like a little quiet area in the park, just like, you know, have a little talk, have a little sit down, a little powwow.
I said a little powwow.
This voice you putting on, though, is that like a sexy whisper or some shit?
Yeah, no, that's just my convincing voice. That's my persuasive voice. That's my call him out at you real quick and say something here real quiet.
Good look.
Yeah, this is my DM voice.
Oh. That's
your DM voice. So that's the voice women need to read your DMs in.
Yeah, that's the real life DM voice. Like, man, you need
a good thing. Ladies, y'all hear this.
A real life DM voice. Alright, so give us something you would go in the DM saying.
Yeah. I mean, really, I don't say too much in DM. I just be like, yeah, you should give me your number. That pretty much be it. Like, what's your number? Yeah, just like, what's your number? If she give it to me, she give it to me. If she don't, she know. And then we just go from there.
Do you delete the DM if she don't answer?
No, I don't delete.
I'm deleting mine.
I want to sit there and marinate with me.
If you ain't answer my DM in 5 minutes, I'm deleting it, motherfucker.
I had a guy ask me on a date, and I hadn't answered. It's been like a week.
Did he delete it?
I don't know. But he sent the DM, and then he mentioned me, check your DM.
Check your DM.
That's right.
That shit used to be, when check your DM used to work. Yeah, that shit. Now that shit don't work.
That shit don't work.
Huh?
Women get all type of shit in their DM now. And yeah. Like, the dudes have kind of fucked the game up.
Yeah, they fucked it up.
But man, back in the like 2012, 2011.
All right, it's something I've been peeping game all right. I'm sorry, but I gotta say this. Ugly women go to great lengths on social media to let people know that there are people in this world that find them attractive. Like, when they start to tell you about every dude who try to talk to them and every text message they get, like, it's okay. I know everybody, it's somebody out here for everybody, right? But it ain't your beauty, it's your booty.
Maybe you just got the good mouth. maybe they got the good mouth. You know?
Or they pussy friendly.
No, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Or they pussy just friendly and niggas know about it.
No.
It's probably what it is.
Because it's probably a ugly nigga who checking for them and they not saying that it's an ugly nigga.
But yeah, because they ain't. Well, all niggas ugly.
Because who would say this ugly nigga checking for me?
Yeah. Right? All niggas ugly.
And they don't care.
Yeah. But most niggas will fuck anything too.
Like, as long as their ass look good during back shots, the dude would be like,
hey, I mean, wise man once told me once the lights go out, pussy don't need makeup or weave extensions.
What?
Wait a
minute.
What?
He was
like, what?
What? You supposed to say, he said, it don't need that with the lights on.
Right. It shouldn't.
That pussy need a makeover beforehand?
You got a wig on?
Your pussy might need makeup.
Take that shit off?
Nah, for real. Your pussy might need makeup.
Shout out to my women with the beef curtains.
Yeah, if you... If you got beef curtain, your pussy might need makeup.
The wizard sleeve.
Now, seriously.
Here we go.
If your pussy look like the volume button on a Comcast remote, it might need makeup.
It might need makeup.
It might need some makeup. You might need to contour your pussy lips.
You got the lips look like some bubble gum, like chew bubble gum. Like chew bubble gum, they just pull it out your mouth and just look at it. But I'm here for it because I mean, I'm cool. Like, I like the extra flappies, man.
That's something more to suck on, huh?
Yeah, if your pussy lips look like licorice sticks, ew, you might need a little like makeup. A
bed all, skirt.
All pussy matters.
I cannot relate.
See, they might be a marine
mine
pussy.
Mine don't need no makeup, none of that.
they is a marine pussy. That's a man who will eat any pussy.
I mean, I ain't gonna
don't say that. He ain't gonna don't say
that's
that.
That's what a marine pussy
ain't gonna
is.
Say that.
First of all, it has to be shaven or at least neatly trimmed. Like, I'm not going down there eating like no real carpet pussy.
Okay.
First of all.
Okay.
Second of all, it has to be smelling adequately.
Okay.
Then once I taste it, if it's not like a what real shocking taste, like it don't like make me
would
gag.
You continue if it tastes like a sand lot?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All
right. See, the thing is,
you like a little tang, don't you too?
Just
tang.
A little bit. Just a little bit. Like it kind of tastes like sweat. You know what I'm saying? Like, like a little bit. That's like a
he
little
want
salt.
Unsanitized coochie.
Nah, no, I had a guy tell me that the other day. No,
that he want to eat you while you sweaty?
No. I was like, bruh, that's disgusting.
Hold on. No. He want to get you from the gym.
Yeah.
Now that's too far. Now that's not something I'm doing. But I'm just saying, I do like a little sweat taste, like a faint little sweat taste. It just make it just mean it's natural. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing, but ain't nothing. A little saliva can't cure.
And then he want to eat you out if you did 100 squats.
I guess he say if it's good once, it's
just
be good either way.
I'd really just.
Took yourself
down. That's how it was when y'all was talking about Memphis rappers.
I'm saying, it ain't nothing. Just like a little salt. You know how you get fries without salt?
Bruh.
Some little salt on the fries. That's how it is.
Did you just compare pussy to fries?
Potato wedges.
Two potato wedges beside each other.
That let me know they eat food awkward as fuck.
They be looking at
food. They got looking sniffing and
shit. You looking at oranges and shit. Make this orange something different.
I remember this one.
Oh, man. Bruh. When bro used the peach emoji, you really know what it's about.
Can we stop? Can we stop?
Nah.
He said no.
Not at all. I won't go on that far. I'm just saying.
Peach emoji is for booty.
No.
That's why he said that.
He's saying stop. But I'm saying if he eat fruits weird as hell, like he licking the fruit, you know, if he used the peach emoji, he really, it's because he practicing.
Well, ladies, you know, day does not discriminate.
I don't know. First of all, we're not even. I discriminate, but I'm a little fair. I'm fair in my discrimination.
Okay. So like, what if the pussy tastes like a Walmart bag?
Why you eating Walmart bags, KP?
I ain't say
why
me.
You, how you know what that
I
tastes like, KP?
I'm just saying him. He the one like the pussy to have taste.
Nah,
so what if it's like you licking plastic?
Nah. I can't, like, this is like eating a condom or something.
What if it tastes like a chewed straw? Is he gonna continue? I got real deal questions here.
It's an interview. Chewed straw don't really have a taste.
Yes, they do. You ain't never chewed a straw?
What if it tastes like Summer's Eve?
I don't know what Summer's Eve tastes like.
The feminine spray.
I never smelled it.
What if you eat her out and it tastes like Fireball?
Then we done. That's it.
Gentleman's Jack.
I'm in dealing. I don't drink no more, but if it tastes like Gentleman's Jack, like,
nah. But if it's Fireball, are you putting it out politely? How you doing?
I'd be like, why your pussy taste like Fireball? Like actual potpourri.
Hey, that's what that shit tastes like.
No, it don't.
Fireball
tastes
like
big red gum.
It tastes like what potpourri smells like.
The actual table potpourri.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. My grandma still used them, by the way.
That's what this
I'm from Mississippi.
It tastes like what potpourri smells like. Mine.
My grandma still got them shits on her table.
Whew. Mine.
I don't know if they old or not.
Everybody, I want you to get an idea of what I want pussy to taste like, I want everybody listening to just like lick the side of your arm real quick. Just like put the side of your arm in there.
Why was I gonna do that? Why was I gonna do that?
Whatever that
is. Why was
Whatever that tastes like, she finna give it the ill lick.
Yeah.
So just if you listening, just lick the side of your, like your forearm.
But they
like,
said if you
mouth. Why not just the back of your hand? You know how you try to see if your breath stinking?
Yeah, back, I was just finna say that.
The back of your hand might be a little too saucy.
I was just finna say that.
Bro, I was the only person that did stupid shit like that. You lick your hand.
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, I'm real. Like, I don't like being real in people's personal space without knowing if my brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would not talk.
I barely talk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cause I know how I feel to have somebody in my face with stinky
breath. And I be wondering, like, do you not smell that shit? You all in my shit smell like onions and.
Man,
yeah, man, you gotta be. And then people who with stink breath always use H words,
bruh.
Hey.
And I always gotta laugh and shit. I ain't shit funny right now.
Then they laugh. Then they laugh with H's.
Right.
Ha 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 ha.
So motherfucking ass back.
Man, it smell like a horse hiccup.
A frog poop.
Ha.
What?
Don't nobody laugh like that, man.
Nah, for real. Like Mr. E just burped in my face.
So I said all light skinned folks breath smell like milk.
Hey, hold on, tell me. That's another thing. Light skinned women, all pussy taste the same.
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
This is real thing is
possible. I wouldn't know nothing about that. I'm sorry.
They all have that same generic taste.
Generic?
Yeah, it's like
a store great value.
Shit. Do I want generic taste of pussy? I don't know.
Hey, watch when they listen to this. Most will be like, yeah, I know what he's talking about. Watch.
That's interesting.
Don't try to make me look stupid and say y'all don't know, because I've been seeing y'all talk about shit all the time.
Nah, you have a few on to admit.
Anyway. What's crazy about this? Through all of my escapades, I can never say I've been with a light skinned woman.
What?
You ain't like, never slept with somebody that looked like you?
Nah.
Probably because they probably look like you.
That might be because.
Right. Yeah, kind of like, scary. I get it. Makes sense.
I don't know. It's like God just keeps sending me brown and dark skin.
I don't discriminate.
Shout out to you, G.
I like women of all shades. I can't say all colors.
I can't say all shapes.
We know that. You turned down a refrigerator, booty.
The side don't judge.
Does not.
Hold on.
But that's not to say. That's not to say that all big women that I'm discriminating, because there have been some big women that I will.
You will lay down.
I will put my motherfucking construction hat on, my work boots, get my tool belt, my lunch pail.
Oh my God.
I said lunch pail.
Okay, here's the $1 million question. Would you let a big girl ride you?
I have. Before.
that's why you scarred now?
Nah, I mean, she knew she was light on the feet. She knew what she was doing. Like she knew how to get up and go. Like she had no body strength.
Okay.
She wasn't one of them fat women that was like
put
lazy.
Put all her pressure on you.
Yeah, she wasn't one of them lazy bitches.
Like, she was agile.
Yeah, she was quick. She was like Jerome.
She was
quick.
Hold on. So she was like a big shallow pond. she looked deep and
but
sad.
She pretty, yeah.
Yeah, but she was quick.
Jerome Bettis, man.
Okay, this is real thinking podcast. June 11th is going down. No Nigga Energy Cookout. Alderman Park starts at 12 p.m. BWB.
Agile 99. Agility.
All right, let's go, man.